And welcome you back on Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports. We're joined by Nate Nas from Beloit High School right now, but coming down early last week that he'll be heading back to Lincoln High School to be the athletic director and the head wrestling coach. Lincoln was the place you were at before you took the position at Beloit. Right now, maybe explain a little bit about why you're going back to Lincoln and maybe the thought process of heading back down south.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dusty. It's never just one thing, and I tell my students all the time, as you get older and you go through life, you have to start, you know, weighing everything out, and there's a lot of decisions that you have to make. And you know, with this, we still live in Lincoln. We've been commuting the last 2 years, which has been fine, but we also had a big change. We've wanted a child for 9 years, and we were blessed with our first son, Vaughn, in October, and you start looking at things through a little bit different lens once you have a kid. And you know, we just felt that with some of the, you know, with the commute and, you know, having him and what we were looking for, it just kind of worked out. You know, God's hand was absolutely all over this, and we feel pretty good. I mean, it's hard to leave a place that you love. This is my hometown, and I know Jill loved the people that she worked with, the kids that she worked with at Beloit Elementary. But, you know, you start having to make some different decisions, and you look for some different things. And we are going to go back to Lincoln. She's going to be at Lincoln Elementary, and I'll be at Lincoln High School next year. And it's a really interesting kind of plot twist in life because, you know, I was there for 10 years, Jill was there for 11, and, you know, we still live in that community. We've still been around those people, and so it's a new job, but it's kind of going back into a very familiar situation. So we've kept those relationships up, and you know, I met with the wrestlers the other day, and you know, it's just like I've coached you guys, and then the one eighth grader that I hadn't coached, I coached his older brother. He wrestled in state for me, and so I've got a relationship with him. I know him, and so It's just kind of a really interesting deal. And you know, I'm still going to coach Beloit kids in the summer with the, you know, the Lincoln kids. We'll just throw them together, and we'll load up and go to camps if they want to. And you know, it's just kind of an interesting thing. We've got our home base here in North Central Kansas, and we've got grandparents in Beloit and grandparents in Lincoln, and this is just what we felt was best for us at this time in our lives.
You touched on the wrestling part of that. You'll be the head wrestling coach, the new old head wrestling coach there at Lincoln High School. And then also you're going to be the athletic director and teach science as well. What does that bring to you as far as new challenges of like you said, you're familiar with all the wrestlers for the most part, and obviously that program is you were only gone for 2 years. But as far as being athletic director and adding to that, what does that bring as far as the new challenges for you?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about getting out of my box. And I tell the kids all the time, if you're not nervous, if you don't get nervous about things, you need to kind of start worrying about where you're setting in life. You can't get too comfortable. And I'm not saying you got to go and do extreme things, but you've got to continue to push yourself. And this is going to be pushing myself. I'm a business teacher, and I'm currently working toward getting my licensure in science, so I can take over those 8th and 9th grade science classes. And I'll be half a day, I'll be the athletic director. And again, that's another stressor, that's another challenge to just kind of zoom out and be more holistic with an athletic department instead of just, you know, my program. I get to work with a whole crew of quality individuals and work with them to try and build up their program and just the athletic department and try and impact kids even more than we already are, because that's why we do this. It's not just about sports. There's more to sports than winning and just a sport. We're impacting lives, and we're growing up good young men and women. And so I'm really excited. I've talked to some of the coaches already, and I look forward to catching up with the rest of them and looking how I can serve them and serve their athletes. And then the sciences, I'm excited about a change. I've always looked for new content and curriculum. throughout my career. I wasn't just a business teacher at the end. You know, I was doing STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm passionate about the classroom. I tell people all the time, I've got a master's degree in education. I don't have any degrees in coaching. I love coaching, but the classroom is where it's at, you know, and I love it. The athletics is just an extension of the classroom, and so I'm gonna be challenged, and I've got to make sure that I'm providing, you know, the same level of instruction in the classroom as I do in the wrestling room, and I've got to be there for the coaches and the athletes as the athletic director. So there's going to be a lot going on, and I'm going to be blessed with having Steve Crist, the outgoing athletic director. We got a wall. We share a wall. And so he's going to be somebody I'm going to lean on heavily as a mentor in the athletic director position and as a science instructor. So it's a lot of change coming to us, but we're excited about change.
Let's go over just real quick. You talk about the education and that part of it, but since this is a sports interview, I got to talk a little bit about your wrestling program and how that's going to be set up. I know when you left that they needed a coach, and John Gardner, who had been retired already, stepped up and did that for the last 2 years. And just from talking with him, I know he's a great man and has done some nice things and kept that program going since you left. But as you come back in, what's the structure going to look like as far as Lincoln High School wrestling?
Well, and you touched on it. John is one of the highest quality individuals that I've ever met. And, you know, we've got a very deep bond, very loving relationship, you know, accountability partners. And I loved working with him, and I was so happy when he stepped up and took over when I left. He's still going to be around. He was at our meeting that we had with the kids the other day just because, I mean, he's still a part of what we do, and we'll still lean on him, and he's welcome in the room anytime. But he's going to slide into that grandpa role, which he plays so well with his grandkids. And, I'll be working with Tommy Knapp again. Tommy was a four-time state placer for Lincoln, and I was fortunate enough to coach him his last 3 years of high school. And, he's a three-time state semifinalist, just a quality wrestler, you know, great human being, and he's my assistant my last year at Lincoln, and you know he'll be my assistant this year. And we've had some great conversations about what we're going to do with our summer wrestling and kind of laying out the season and some schedule changes. So as far as that's that's the coaching staff. As far as the structure and how we're going to build it up, it's a small school. I think the enrollment that they turned in at. For Acacia enrollment was 93 students, so that's on the small end of the 3-2-1A classification. And so we just got to be really active and really promote the program and get kids in and keep them. Every kid is important, whether they're a 4.0 student who's never going to win a match, or if they're the kid that's going to go and win three state titles. We don't care. We want to share the great sport of wrestling with kids. And, be there for them, be mentors, and be relationship builders, because that's what we do. We don't focus on what maybe the majority of people are focusing on, the metric of wins and losses. We view that as a byproduct of what we do. We're going after the hearts and the minds of our athletes and their parents and our managers and the community, because if we have a kid that's, if their head's in the right spot and their heart's full, they're emotionally and psychologically ready to go out and compete, and they're going to succeed at a much higher rate if those things aren't in check. So we've got to make sure we're doing things for the right reason, and it's for the kid. It's for growth. And we're going to be very intentional about that. And we're going to outfun everybody. We're going to work hard, but we're going to find ways to have fun while we're doing it, find glory in the details. And, we're just going to make sure that the kids are cared after and they've got a place to belong. Because that's really what it's all about. We want kids to go out and be successful. And if there's anything that we've done to help steer them in a positive direction, we're going to be able to live with ourselves.
Again, we're talking with Nate Noss, headed back to Lincoln High School to be the new athletic director and also the wrestling coach again there, head wrestling coach. One final thing here, Nate, is there anything you want to say to the people in your hometown of Beloit about your 2 years there as you head back to Lincoln?
Man, it was a dream come true. It's amazing. And it was a tough decision to leave. I mean, Coach Nemchek, 31 years and everything that he has accomplished here, and working with Coach Millay and the amazing young men that we've had in the wrestling room, the awesome managers in the classroom. I mean, the fantastic kids that have come into my room and taken personal finance and accounting and STEM for me the last 2 years. It's been an absolute blessing to come home and work with them. And the faculty here is second to none. I mean, it's just been a great experience. And I'm not the same person going back to Lincoln as I left, because I truly believe that you've got to constantly try and grow yourself. And leaving was pushing myself out of that comfort zone, and there were some nerves coming in and doing something new. And so I've grown, and I'm proud of what we've accomplished here in the 2 short years. I live 30 miles away. My family's still here, so I'll always be a Beloit Trojan, and I'll always be a part of this community. I'm just blessed that we've got the amazing people and tradition and people with their hearts in the right spot here in Beloit, and I'll miss getting to be around that every day.
Nate Noss heading back to Lincoln again to be the head wrestling coach and the athletic director. Nate, thanks for taking some time again here with us on KD Country 94 and Z96.3, and hey, we'll look forward to talking with you again next year during our wrestling locker room chats, all right?
Thank you so much, Dusty. Have a great day.